Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to another episode of the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jason Thomas, the host, and my plan for this episode is kind of three parts. I'm going to go over the Oakland Raiders very briefly, very quickly, and then I'm going to go over a couple different things that I've written in the past couple weeks that I think have relevance, with the Chiefs going forward. The Oakland Raiders are 4-11 on the season, but they're 3-3 over their last six games, which is the same record as the Chiefs. And, you know, the Chiefs just played them a few weeks ago. The teams haven't changed much since then, so I don't feel like there's a need to do an entire preview show on the Oakland Raiders, but I would like to talk a little bit about their win Monday night over the Denver Broncos. And just kind of how they did it. They beat Denver really by rushing the ball a ton. And, just playing good sound football. The Raiders only gained 273 total yards on the game. But they kept Denver to 300 total yards. And they forced Denver into two turnovers. And Oakland didn't commit any. So, you know, they ran the football. They played good defense. Got the turnovers. And then they weren't penalized very heavily while the Broncos were. Of course, Oakland had a big special teams play. By Harris, he ran a punt back for a touchdown, and that really sparked them in that game. And then recently, Jordy Nelson has been healthy, and he's kind of been receiving a lot of targets. That kind of gives them, two good receiving options in Jordy Nelson and Jared Cook, and makes it a little bit harder for defenses to focus in on them. Derek Carr didn't have a monster game. He just completed 19 passes for 167 yards, but it was enough. And that's all the attention I'm going to give the Oakland Raiders going into this weekend. The Chiefs need to beat them. They get the number one seed if they do that. And now let's look at some other things. So after the Seattle game, I wrote a post called Taking Off the Rose-Colored Glasses, Where Do the Chiefs Stand? And I'm just going to kind of go over that a little bit. I didn't want to write it, but I thought I really needed to. Kind of writing those posts on arrowheadfanatic.com, they really helped me kind of gain perspective on where the Chiefs are at, and not just looking at the team through my preconceptions or my immediate emotions, after games. The Chiefs are just 2-3 in their last five games, with losses to the Rams, Chargers, and Seahawks, which are all playoff teams. And even the Chiefs' two wins in that span are not just super impressive. They had a 7-point win over the Raiders, who are not a good team. And of course, that overtime win against a very good Ravens team who has a good shot at making the playoffs. And honestly, the Chiefs probably should have lost that Ravens game, but Mahomes and Hill, they made some phenomenal plays late in the game and they saved the Chiefs. That Chargers loss was definitely the Chiefs' worst offensive performance of the season. They only gained 294 total yards in that game, which is quite a bit less than any other game they've had this season. And they had their second lowest amount of passing yards with 234 and their second lowest amount of rushing yards was 60 in that game. So they didn't do a whole lot passing or rushing in that game. It didn't seem like that watching it because the Chiefs defense was so good in the first half and the game was so emotional. Mahomes made some outstanding plays, but really it was the Chiefs' poorest offensive performance. So the Chiefs have been without Sammy Watkins. He's one of their biggest weapons for basically 7 of the 15 games this season. And that includes that 2-3 stretch. And of course, they've also been without Kareem Hunt for the last four games because he was released from the team. So in the first 11 games of the year, when either Hunt or Watkins were in the lineup, the team averaged 37.5 points per game. But over the last four games without either player, the Chiefs are averaging 31.5. 6 points per game doesn't sound like a lot, but over those four games, that would be 24 points. And the Chiefs, the two games they lost by just a combined 8 points. You know, that probably would make the difference. And the Chiefs averaged about 30 yards less on offense per game over the last four games, too. There was some good news today in Chiefs Kingdom as Laurent Duvernay-Tardif started practicing again. So there's a good chance he'll come off of IR and be back for the playoffs. But there was a little bit of bad news, too, talking about how Sammy Watkins had been in a walking boot, kind of a cast for a while. And he did get that off, but it's hard to imagine him, you know, just getting a cast off and then 2.5 weeks later being full speed in a playoff game. And that worries me. The Chiefs' offense over this two and three stretch has committed 9 turnovers, while the defense has only created 8. So they're -1 in the turnover differential. And then, you know, in two of those three losses, they lost the turnover battle. They also have lost time of possessions to their opponents in 4 of those 5 games, including all 3 losses. So, you know, they've turned the ball over and then they've let the other team stay on the field a lot. And that's, you know, the time of possession's really been negatively affected by the defense's inability to stop the run. The Chiefs' opponents have rushed for at least 119 yards in 4 straight games, for a total of 694 yards, and they've averaged 173.5 rush yards per game, which is just stupid bad for the Chiefs' defense. And then the Chiefs' 3 losses over that period, their opponents have had 19 more first downs than the Chiefs. The Chiefs' defense just can't get off the field. Over that same 2 and 3 stretch, the Chiefs have committed 49 penalties for 424 yards. The Chiefs already allowed 2,089 yards of offense over those 5 games anyway, for an average of 418 yards allowed per game. But if I add the penalty yards in, that comes out to 503 yards per game the Chiefs have been giving opponents. Of course, some of those penalties were on offense, but they were still yards given to the other team. The defense over these 5 games have given up a whopping 178 points, which is good for 35.6 points allowed per game. And they've given up 19 touchdowns on 25 red zone trips, which is 76%, which is just miserably awful. There are a few positive notes over this stretch. The main one being that the Chiefs defense averaged just a little over 3 sacks through the first 10 games. But in this last 5-game stretch, they've averaged over 3.5 sacks, excuse me, per game. So they're getting to the quarterback a little bit more. And then on offense, they've only allowed 9 sacks over those 5 games, which is basically the same sack percentage they allowed through the first 10 games. The problem is that Mahomes is still getting pressured a lot. And that's kind of been getting worse as the offensive line's been banged up. The Chiefs offense is still doing very well in the red zone. They've scored touchdowns on 17 of 23 trips, which is 74%. And in the last 5 games, they've scored 177 points. But of course, I mentioned earlier, the defense has given up 178, which actually gives them a -1 point differential over the last 5 games. And historically, a team with that kind of point differential would be around 500 or a little bit worse. So that's kind of where the Chiefs have been playing lately. I know they've played good teams, but still, you know, it's just not the right track to be on. And then, you know, so kind of in conclusion, the Chiefs' offense hasn't quite been the same with injuries and loss of Kareem Hunt. The team is averaging 6 points per game less without Hunt and Watkins. The Chiefs' offense has also committed too many turnovers, while the defense hasn't been able to create enough. The Chiefs defense has also committed way too many penalties, and they can't stop the run. And those two things combine to help opponents move the chains, win the time of possession battle, and keep the Chiefs offense off of the field. The Chiefs defense isn't only giving up yardage, but they can't keep opponents out of the end zone either. You know, they're giving up touchdowns instead of field goals. With the defense struggling so mightily this season, the offense has been able to pick them up most of the season. The fact that the offense is just slightly misfiring has been enough to cause the Chiefs, you know, to stumble to this 2-3 record. This all leads me to believe that if the Chiefs are going to be successful moving forward through the rest of this season in the playoffs, the Chiefs offense is going to need to run almost perfectly. And that is completely unfair to the offense and to Patrick Mahomes, but it is what it is. I'm just grateful that the Chiefs have Mahomes, and that if, you know, the season does end with a loss somewhere down the road, they'll go down swinging. And that's more than I can say for some of the losses they've had in the past. I personally think that I would rather see the Chiefs play kind of a do-or-die defense the rest of the way out. You know, a lot of blitzing, a lot of press man, where they're either going to get a three and out or give up a touchdown, and I'm perfectly happy with either one. Because if they give up a quick scoring touchdown, the offense will get the ball back. And it won't be like one of the losses they've had here recently where they just didn't have the ball much. You know, Seattle kept the ball for over 10 minutes longer than the Chiefs did. And I think ultimately, you know, kind of the do or die defense would pay off for the Chiefs in the long run. I don't care if the defense gives up 45 points, as long as the Chiefs have the opportunity to put up more. And I honestly think if the Chiefs played this way, they would be able to stop the other team enough and be able to build the lead like they were earlier in the season. It sounds kind of like a little bit of a crazy strategy to go all or nothing, but that's just the way this team is made right now. All right, the next piece I'd written was kind of on, you know, if this defense can make it to a Super Bowl. And it worries me a little bit what I found kind of doing the research for this, and you guys will understand why as I go through it. The 2008 Chiefs defense was the worst in team history, having allowed 440 points during a 2-14 season. This 2018 Chiefs defense has already allowed 418 points. They're definitely going to move up the rankings with another game to play, and the Oakland Raiders only need to score 23 points in the final game to make this the worst scoring defense in Chiefs team history. The point of this isn't to compare the 2008 defense with the current one, but there is one statistic that jumped out at me while I was looking this up. This Chiefs team has 49 sacks through 15 games. The 2008 Chiefs defense only had 10 sacks on the season, and they were led by Tom Bahaly with 3. That just kind of shows, you know, how much talent this team has and the fact that they're underperforming. I'm going to switch gears just a little bit and talk about this offense. You know, the Chiefs offense is transcendent. It's on pace for 565 points. That would make them, you know, the third highest scoring offense of all time behind the 2013 Denver Broncos and 2007 Patriots. You know, with an offense this good, the AFC seeming to be wide open this year, all I'm really worried about is the Super Bowl. And I would be really disappointed if the Chiefs didn't make it this year. Before the season started, I thought just making it to the AFC Championship would be a huge achievement, but my expectations rose as the season went on. There are just so many things that can derail teams, you know, each year, and there are no guarantees beyond this year. But I do understand that as long as the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, you know, they will always have a chance each season. But that being said, I want the Chiefs to take advantage of this year. All right, so let's tie this back to the defense. I looked at the last 10 Super Bowls and all 20 teams that played in them. There were five with the scoring defense number 20 or worse. The most recent being the 2016 Atlanta Falcons, who were number 27 in the NFL after allowing 406 points. The Chiefs have already allowed more than 406, but they are currently 29th in the NFL this season in points allowed. So, you know, they aren't a whole lot worse than the Falcons were that year. So there is some precedent for defenses this bad being able to make it to the Super Bowl. And the Arizona Cardinals were the worst scoring defense, period, to make it to the Super Bowl in the last 10 years. They allowed 426 points in 2008. And the Chiefs will probably allow more than that, but not much more than that. And, of course, the Falcons had Matt Ryan in his best season, and the Cardinals had Kurt Warner in one of his best seasons. Two, you know, really good quarterbacks, and the Chiefs have a really good quarterback, too. Now, out of those five teams that had the bad scoring defenses, they all had something in common in the playoffs that helped them reach the Super Bowl. They all played much better defense in the playoffs than they did in the regular season. Every single one of them. There's one that's a little bit of an outlier, but I'll explain it when I get to it. But they all played better defense. I'm starting with the 08 Arizona Cardinals. They allowed just under 27 points to the regular season. But in the NFC playoffs, they allowed just over 20.5. So they improved by 6 points in the playoffs. In the Super Bowl, they kind of went back to their old ways. They allowed 27 points, and they lost. The 09 Saints, they were the one that were kind of the outlier. They allowed 21.3 points per game in the regular season, which, like this year, that would be a top 10 defense right at it. But in 2009, it was a low-scoring season. So they were 20th in the NFL in defense, even though that number sounds really good now. Now, in the NFC playoffs, they only allowed 21 points per game. So they improved just, you know, by 3 percentage points, which doesn't seem like a lot. But where it gets impressive is that in the Super Bowl, they only allowed 17 points. And that's what brought them a victory. And the 2011 Giants allowed 25 points per game in the regular season, but in the playoffs only allowed 14. And then they held that great Patriots team to only 17 points in the Super Bowl, and they won. The 2013 Broncos, which are probably the closest match to this Chiefs team, they had the highest scoring offense in NFL history and a defense that allowed 25 points per game, even though it was loaded with talent. In the AFC playoffs, though, the Broncos only allowed 16.5 points per game. Unfortunately, they gave up 43 in the Super Bowl, and they lost. The 2016 Falcons allowed 25.5 in the regular season, but only 20.5 in the playoffs. And in the Super Bowl, they gave up 34 points, and they lost. So it's very easy to see that even though these teams had bad defenses in the regular season, they were able to get it together for the playoffs. The two teams that were able to continue their improved defensive play in the Super Bowl won the Super Bowl. This kind of leads to one clear statement. If the Chiefs want to make it to the Super Bowl, their defense is going to have to improve in the playoffs. On average, those five teams improved their defense by around 6 points per game on the way to the Super Bowl. And for the Chiefs, that means they would have to allow around 22 points a game in the playoffs if they followed that trend. There is some good news for the Chiefs' defense, and that is that the offense hasn't scored less than 26 points per game this season. So no matter what happens, the Chiefs' offense seems to be able to come through and get to that point, even though they've played a lot of really good defenses. But the problem is that in 7 games, the Chiefs' defense has played against playoff caliber teams, they've allowed over 36 points a game. The Chiefs are just 3-4 in those games. This makes me think that the magic number for this defense will be keeping teams under that 26 points per game mark. I believe if that happens, the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. I don't have really a doubt about it. You know, this Chiefs defense has what it has in defensive coordinator Bob Sutton, I don't think he is going to change for the playoffs. My hope is that the defensive players on this team will come together and talk, realizing they have an opportunity to accomplish something great. This Chiefs defense has playmakers. It is up to each and every one of them to decide how much they want this. If they don't understand their assignment or purpose on a play, then they need to speak up. If they can give more on a play, then they need to give more. If the man next to them isn't doing this, now is the time to get in his face and find out how much they want this. It's an old adage, but you're only as strong as your weakest link. And this is the time to set pride aside and do anything that you can to make the group better. That's one reason I think Eric Berry can help. You know, he's not somebody who seems to make excuses or blame others. And, you know, I still have some hope that he can kind of help this team improve. But this was something I wrote before the Seattle game. And after that Seattle game, I got to say I was a little bit depressed with this defense because they're just playing so poorly. And they're going to have to improve somewhat if the Chiefs are going to win in the playoffs. Unless this Chiefs offense just plays perfectly. But honestly, right now I have more faith in the Chiefs offense playing perfectly than the Chiefs defense getting better. That's sad. It's not fair to the offense at all, but that's just the way I feel. Probably most of you guys who watch the games feel that way too. But if this Chiefs defense can find a way to improve in the playoffs, it would make things so much easier. I mean, every Chiefs fan knows if we just had an okay defense, we would be just dang near unbeatable. And these guys have the ability to do that. It's just a matter of whether they will do it or not. And that is frustrating, guys, because they aren't showing effort. That Seattle game teed me off so badly. Just the effort that was showed. I'm a big Justin Houston fan. I always have been, but I watched him in this game and the guy just isn't playing through the whistle. He isn't giving max effort. And there are guys all over the field doing this and it's frustrating. And you know, I don't know. I don't want this to turn into a rant, guys, but that's all I got. Go Chiefs.